God is of love. God is love. Amen. And he keeps talking to her. He says that, you are like an apple. You're like apricots. You're like figs. She identifies him through metaphorically speaking of him like a tree. And not like is a simile, but he uses similes and metaphors in this text. But he says, he references a tree here. It's a tree. It is, and you like apples, and she wants to eat from the apple tree. Amen. It is fruit, is sweet to my taste, she says. And he says, our house, verse 4, is a banner of love. I need your flagons. I need your fruit. I need your citrus fruit. I need your apples because they give me strength. They are sustenance. Have you ever had it to where you love somebody so much until they gave you energy? Amen. Have I got a witness? You can find it while women can give you energy. You can think you're out of it, but the cheerleader can say rah, 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 and the basketball players will get energy, although they are hungry and tired. He says, I'm lovesick. You ever been in love so much till you're sick? Amen. My stomach, I love you so much until if you're doing something wrong, I get something in my stomach. I said, something's going on somewhere with him. I'm in love, so in love. And so he talks to her. He said, over our house is one banner, and it spells love. One banner over our house, it spells love. And he calls her, she calls him my love. And she talks to all the other women, said, be careful with him, daughters of Jerusalem. He's mine. Amen. And then he says that he draws now to verse 11. We skipping some things, but he says that the winter is past and the rain has quit falling. And you don't smell. The wet weather is gone. And now the flowers are coming. In verse 12, the flowers are appearing, and I hear the voice of the birds are chirping. The season has changed, and you can hear the silence of the turtles. Amen. And it's referring to turtle doves. They are singing. Amen. The nightingales and the birds are chirping, and amen. The winter is past. I'm going to get you all on out of here. I know you. In the summer, this is a long introduction. And he says, I hear the voice. He says that, and the smell reminds me in verse 13 of you, arise, my love, and let's go away. I promise you I'm going to advance this thing in a minute. And he says, oh, my dove, verse 14, we're almost to verse 15. Amen. Oh, my dove, he says that I want to see you. I want to hear your voice. Amen. Have you ever been in love and you wanted to see them so bad? Amen. You can't wait. Where are you? I need to see you. Amen. I want to hear your voice. That's love. And then he says that he bring this thing. He says, she says that your voice is sweet. You got a sweet voice. And your appearance is comely. Thy countenance is comely. Thy countenance is beautiful. You're handsome. I love to hear your voice. I want to see you. I want to hear you. I'm in love. And then he tells her in verse 15, and many theologians or Bible commentators would argue back and forth with all, practically half of what I've read, but it's a romance novel, and you don't always know which one is singing what. But the truth is, is that it is believed here that now he talks, he speaks. And he says to her in verse 15, take us the foxes. Amen. The foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vine. Amen. For our vines have tender grapes. Well, what he recognizes here is that they know that they have a love. And so as we look at the prevention, and we look at the potential, and we look at the process, amen. We look at the prevention, the potential, the process. The prevention is, he's saying here, take us. This is a Hebrew word, the Hebrew word ahaz, and it means to corrupt. I'm sorry, it means to catch. It means to hold on to. Amen. It means to put a handle on something, ahaz. Amen. Ahaz. I don't have that guttural, but that they do in Hebrew, but it's ahaz. And amen. And it means that you need to catch it. Amen. You need to put a handle on it. And he said, we got to control this thing. Our love is so good until we've got to recognize that little things are important and they matter. And so therefore, take us. You and I have to take charge of our relationship. We have to be proactive. Amen. We have to pay attention. When you got a love like this, amen, how many of you know, this is too good to mess up. I got to watch this. You daughters of Jerusalem, this is mine. I am his, in verse 13, I am his and he is mine. Have I got a witness here? And but you have to pay attention when you got a relationship, amen, like this. And he says that we've got to catch this thing. We've got to get control of this. We got to put a handle on this and make sure that it stays the way it is right now. We got to protect this relationship. Amen. We've got to protect it. And he says that, how many of y'all know that it's important? But little things often we don't worry about them because they're so small. Amen. But what we need to recognize here this morning is that when you got a relationship that you want to protect, you got to realize that although it's minimal, it's still major. What I'm saying is that when you have a relationship, the reason why a lot of things go wrong in it is because of little things. And the way that the little things get in is because they're little. They're overlooked. They're so little until they are able to get in places that big things wouldn't normally get in. And they are wise enough to say, we need to protect this relationship. We need to protect this, what we got. We need to protect our relationship. And we're going to protect it by, we're going to be paying attention. And just because something is small doesn't mean it's not major. Have I got a witness? That's what people do. They make the mistake of thinking that that don't mean a lot. It don't mean nothing to me, so why could it mean something to you? And we have people who ruin relationships simply because they have defined what's important for somebody else. If something hurts someone else that loves you or you love, it should be important to you. You can't minimize somebody else's pain. If they say it hurt, it hurt. If they say that gets on my last nerve, how can that get on your nerve? It's nothing. It's not that important. Amen. Now, you and I can argue back and forth as to whether it's important, but we don't debate the fact that it matters. You see, it doesn't matter whether you think it's important or not. It matters. And this year, you can have a wonderful year if you start paying attention to little things, because little things do matter. You may think they don't. You may think they're not important, but many people are sitting here miserable right now because of little things. little things that have been allowed to exist, and you cannot minimize it, because you have to be proactive, not reactive. And you have got to work on. A lot of people would be have happier relationships right now if people were to respect what the other person what mattered to the other person. But we often make the mistake of not doing that. Little things are important. Amen. It only takes some little, because little things can turn into big things, right? But you know how they get in? They get in because they're little. You got to put more than burglar bars around your house if you want to protect your home, because the foxes can get in between the burglar bars. The Bible talks about the little tongue. The little tongue. He says it's the littlest member, but it can set fire to the whole forest. One little tongue. And little things matter. The Bible says even when it comes to a little bad doctrine, you can think that I'm going to sit in front of my TV at home and watch a channel and religion on the television. If you're not careful, if you ain't been to church school enough, you don't need to be listening at everything. A lot of folk are mixed up and confused now by going. They got so much different kind of religions in their head, they don't know if they're going or coming. First of all, in order to teach them anything, you got to deprogram them. Well, I wish I could get in there. But the fact of the matter is, a little leaven, Galatians 5:9. A little bit. A little leaven. A little doctrine, a little false teaching can leaven the whole lump. All it takes is one piece of bad teaching, and then you done messed everything up. One person come in, plant. Well, the fact of the matter is, you got to be careful. Just because it's minimized doesn't mean that it's major. Matter of fact, a lot of our kids wouldn't be in trouble if the parents respected little things. Have we got a witness? Little things, when they brought things home from their cousin's house, they brought the baseball home. He said, you know, that boy got that baseball. Where you get that from? We went over to cousin's house. Where you get the baseball? I got it over cousin's house. Does cousin know you got the baseball? Next thing you know, you don't let something little start. And now this same boy is being taught to steal. And it's funny right now, and it's cute. Oh, it's funny now, but it ain't too funny when the police locking him up at Walmart because he took some merchandise, and they putting his head into the car because you let some little slip in. You don't take things that don't belong to you. I'm going to cut it off at the start. I ain't going to let it get big. I'm going to cut it off at the. I'm going to cut the head off. Amen. You ain't going to get there. Little things. You know how it got in? Because it was little. And so we got to be careful, don't we? Well, let me move on because you're ready to go. But think about the potential of little things. Amen. The potential of it. He says, it's the little fox. He says, it take us the foxes. And then he emphasizes the little foxes. Amen. The little foxes. Amen. He emphasized the little foxes. The little foxes in Jerusalem, they had it bad in Jerusalem where you plant a vineyard, and although they are meat eaters, they will munch on vines. And the little foxes, when you encase your garden and your vineyard with a wall of some sort, then the little foxes would come and climb over the wall, or they'd dig under the wall, and they'd get in there some kind of way, and they would chew on the vine. And then that time they would dig, and they would destroy the root system. Amen. It would spoil the vine. It would mess up the vineyard. And now it looks like a tornado hit it. Your vineyard of grapes are all torn apart. And that's something that we must recognize here this morning. That it's the little foxes. It's the potential of that little fox, that little butchy-tailed fox, that little prancing, prowling fox. A lot of us would know right now that everything was going fine, but then there was a fox that got in. Just something little. It started. I mean, an affair can start with a smile. And before you know it, there's a connection made. I'm getting a little too close. I better back up a little bit here. The fact that a mile is in. And nobody smiles at home. And this prince and fox all over work just smiling. And what do you need? You want some coffee? What do you need? How'd you do? What'd you do this weekend? These prancing, prowling, bushy-tailed foxes. The little ones. It may not necessarily equate to size as it much as it may equate to the fact that they know how to get in. It may be that they are slick. They slick enough to where you can't see it. Amen. Have I got a witness? They do it it operates so smooth. And I wish I had a witness. They can get into your marriage. They can get in between your relationships. Because after all, they get in your head first before you get it in the head before the bed. You get it. It's psychological before it becomes physical. And it's already started. It got in, didn't it? Well, the fact of the matter is, there is the potential of ruining, wrecking, destroying the vineyard because of the little foxes. Have I got a witness? And it's those little foxes that is of the utmost concern, of the utmost importance. The little foxes. They spoil the vine. They chew on the vine. They destroy the vine. Amen. Before you know it, amen, ain't nothing going on in this relationship anymore. Because a little fox has visited us. Well, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And you have to watch the little bitty things. Amen. The things that can find their way in. Are you going to do that? And that's what you and I need to do today is we need to do all that we can to prevent those little foxes. Amen. And the thing we must recognize here is that those foxes, amen, can represent people or problems, things that ease their way into your life. And they can destroy relationships. They can destroy your life. Little old bitty things can keep you from your achievements, can keep you from reaching your goal. That can destroy your potential. That can ruin your life. That can ruin your health. That can ruin your happiness. Little old bitty things that get in. Hallelujah. They get in, don't they? Well, I'm not through with that, but I'm going to go because the truth of the matter is we need to work on prevention because of the potential when they do get in. Because there is something in the process of happening that's good. But we need to recognize that he says that take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. Amen. And our vines have tender grapes. Amen. You see, the foxes know when to come in, don't they? Amen. They would come in when nobody was around. That's when they would come in, when nobody's looking, when nobody's paying attention. And the foxes would show up, and they would get in. And he says one of the reasons we got to watch this thing is because our vines have tender grapes. Amen. These is bad timing, and if the timing is wrong, the fox can get in. And he's getting in at a time when the grapes are baby. The grapes are vulnerable to being attacked. They're not strong yet. And she's saying that, look, we have a thing going on here. We need to protect this thing. We got a great future ahead of us. There's a whole lot of things we can do. We can get done together. I see us having a great family, a great future. We have a lot going for ourselves. We are planted for success here. And we got to make sure that we got to watch those little things. Oh, I wish I could. The truth of the matter is that there are a lot of people here today that's hurting over little things. Not the big thing. You got the refrigerator full of food. You got your car keys, your car full of tank, your gas full of tank. Ever got a witness? Wear what you want to wear. But it's the little foxes that has gotten loose. Oh, the foxes. And you're going somewhere. But little things can amen. A lot of big things don't happen because you let a lot of little things happen. It's not so much where it is, it's where it's headed. It's not so much where it is now, it's what it is becoming. When you plant it, it's a seed. But pretty soon it'll make you a failure. You failed in life. What was it? It was just a little program I watched on TV. I just didn't read. I should have been finishing college, but I got hooked on the TV. And I said, well, I'm going to go next semester. Well, you know, then I already started raising. So now, man, was a way. Oh, okay, see, you, all right. See, that's gotten a lot of people. Matriculate, enroll now. Don't let nothing stop you. These little foxes. Well, you can do it next time. Procrastination has ruined a lot of folk lives. And it's a convenient excuse that keep folk from getting ahead. I'll do it next time. You see, I wish I had it with you. That's better than saying, I'm not going to do it. So you say, I'll do it next time. So now you feel better. You fall and you'll fail and you feel good at it. You're a failure and you feel good being a failure now because I'm going to do it, though. You can't. And the fact of the matter is we can't procrastinate. Let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is they said, we got something here. And the process, our vineyard is in the process of blossoming. That's what it means. It's blossoming. It's budding. The vineyards, amen, there are grapes on the vine. And the fox is about to come in. And if I'm not careful, I'm going to be a failure. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to be defeated by the foxes. It's sad because they're little anyway. How can they defeat you? How can some little whip you? I wish I had a witness. Little things make big differences. Amen. Now I'm going to cool this thing off. The truth is that as you think about it, you see, I'm thinking now about back home a long time ago, my mama knew and others knew who watched those old cowboy pictures, knew in the middle of the night what was wrong when the chickens started screaming and flapping. They said, you know, so... there's a fox and got in the hen house. I wish I had a witness. I forgot a witness. Amen. They knew what had happened. The little foxes, they came at the right time while everybody was asleep. Well, the fact of the matter is there's a lot of families that are not getting along and they're not speaking and they go to family reunions together, but they don't get along. Something went on a long time ago, and we don't know what it was, but amen. Somebody said somebody got a degree and the others didn't, and so they think they're showing more favoritism to that one. Tell your neighbor, the foxes done got in, amen. Amen, the fox done got in there. They ain't speaking no more, amen. A lot of homes, amen. We're on the brink of divorce now, And we're not getting along. We're not speaking. We're not sleeping. Maybe not only back to back. We may not even be sleeping in the same room. We just roommates. Amen. And amen. We don't speak. So what went home? Well, you said he was watching some woman at work. Amen. Looking at some man. Amen. In the store, he saw somebody. Amen. He said, "What happened?" He said, "Where did the foxes them got in?" Tell your neighbor the foxes, and they'll tell you there ain't no love here. There is no love no more. The foxes done wreaked havoc. Oh, they had a two-car garage. They They had it all. But it was a fox, a bushy-tailed man. But the fact of the matter is, they prance around and they get in, don't they? Well, the fact of the matter is that there are children now without their mothers or fathers simply because the fox got in. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but when you deal with friends who were friends, longtime friends, but now they are frenemies. I've got a winner. They say, I thought they were friends. I thought that was his homeboy. Well, amen. He said he was a backstabber. He talked too much, and he lied on him. He stabbed him in the back. Amen. Amen. He borrowed some money from him, didn't pay him back. I don't know what happened, but tell your neighbor the foxes got in. Amen. Amen. Foxes got in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The foxes! The foxes! Amen. You got to watch the foxes, the little things. Have I got a witness? And it not only get into families and friends and females or men, but it gets into fellowships. Amen. You can have a church that was doing fine and everything went on, but I wish I had a witness. But it was at a business meeting. The fox got in. I wish I had a witness. Shouldn't have never had that meeting. Lord, have mercy. Things ain't been right. Tell your neighbor, the foxes got in. Amen. Slipped in at a business meeting. The foxes got in. You shouldn't have had that meeting. The foxes got in there. And then now it is on a terrible level. Well, let me tell you what to do about the fox. Have I got a witness? And for a lot of these relationships, it doesn't matter, amen, these little foxes, do what you need to do, amen. It doesn't matter what the tissue, amen, whether it's about the tissue, about the toilet, amen. I wish I had a witness. Or about the toothpaste, amen, amen. Whether the tissue is over, or you hang it over or under, or put the toilet seat up or down, or leave the tooth cap on or off, amen. But why don't you just try apologizing sometime? It don't cost nothing. Have we got a witness here? You can do it because it don't cost. It's free. Showing appreciation to somebody. Apologizing. Applauding them. Affirming what they do. Have I got a witness? Those things are important, and they're all free, and it's fixable. And we can fix it, but you can't fix it until you get the foxes out. Now, Jesus encountered the foxes, and he gave us the origin of them. And you look at Luke 13:32, you find out that Herod wanted to slow down Jesus' ministry one day, and he said, Jesus, you better slow down your ministry. Herod, King Herod is watching you. He said in Luke 13:32, you go tell that fox I cast out devils. You see, you need to get Jesus because he can fox-proof your life.